Morning, Robbie. How are you, mate?
Good morning, boys. Yeah, well, I've been listening to what you guys have been saying, and I think, like everyone, not just sports fans, just everyone, yeah, a tough weekend, a very, very tough weekend.
I guess you probably got a taste, Robbie, with, you know, all your time in the UK and playing over there, just how much Warnie was adored in that part of the world.
Oh, mate, they loved him. Everyone wanted to be him. The one thing that stood out for me, and when I was obviously a lot of, you know, when he started and that, you know, the ball with the centre in 93 and all through that era I was overseas, and obviously I'd follow the cricket like all the Aussies, and the one thing that, Clark, you were a bit, probably a little bit the same with your blonde hair, but when you watched Warnie, out of everyone, he was unmistakably an Aussie. You could not have mistaken him.
VB and a smoke in each hand probably helps as well.
Yeah, you know, it was just, he was just Aussie through and through, and it might sound a bit silly, but that's what the English used to say. They used to say to me, well, why don't you look like that? I said, well, you know, there's only one Warnie. But, no, look, now when you see over, look at all the television images and all what we've seen over the weekend, I mean, just a genius. Best ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. My opinion, I'm allowed to have it. I mean, he's our greatest ever in any sport, any code, but that's just my opinion. And, yeah, great loss. Look, I think, and you would have heard this over the weekend, and Clarky, for you, it really is part of your family, but everyone felt like they lost someone in their own family. That's what it was like.
Mm.
And for me, those moments, there's been a couple in my life. Princess Diana, I was in England when that happened. Maradona, of course, not long ago. And now Warnie. So, obviously, a great man. And my daughter, Victoria, actually got to spend a lot of time with him in the last few months because she was doing the Ashes with Fox and following all the talent around and got to know Warnie pretty well. And she was devastated like everybody else, mate. And her stories of him were just also positive. But he was just a great guy. And, a legend. So, difficult to move on from when things like this happen because, I mean, Clarkie, as you know, the next couple of weeks is still going to be all Warnie and Rod Marsh, of course, another legend that passed away. I mean, unbelievable 2 days for cricket and sport in this country. But I think that funeral and the tribute to Shane Warne when it happens, I don't think this will be a Princess Diana moment, I feel. I think the streets will be thousands of people, and it's going to be an unbelievable event. If I can put it like that, I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The Manchester Derby, Robbie, 4-1 City over United, just a class above.
Yeah. Well, as a Liverpool fan, Jared, and
not good.
You're with me. We're hoping United would do us a favour, but they failed miserably.
Yeah.
Had a flicker of hope when Sanchez equalised, but City on another planet. The two out in front, Liverpool and Manchester City, definitely apart from all the others, and that was a big statement from City because it was. It's always tricky when the other team's already played and you've got to play next. That's when the pressure's on, and they dealt with that pressure and disposed of Manchester United, and that's embarrassment for the United fans getting smashed 4-1 by. Not Melbourne City, although they do own Melbourne City, but only the fifth time in their history Manchester City have done the double over Manchester United. But it was a very important win to keep their distance from Liverpool.
Mm. But Liverpool, they still had to get a result against West Ham. They did that, so they're still only 3 points behind. What did you make of them?
Yeah, it was, on chances, it could have been about 10-4. But it wasn't. It was only 1-0, and that's all they needed. And the 3 points, of course, very important. Liverpool's just got to keep winning and hope the City slip up at some stage. And the Manchester Derby was certainly one of those occasions where they might have slipped up, but they didn't. And the goal difference as well could be very, very telling. And Liverpool was superior and still are just. But that 4-1 result gives them a +3 in the goal difference. Liverpool only 1-0 over West Ham, so that's got a lot closer as well. So it's going to be, it's going to be a thrilling finish. Still plenty of games to go, though.
I'm just looking at the table here, Robbie. I'm sure only a couple of weeks ago we were talking about Newcastle and the possibility of them being relegated. What's happened to them? They've started to win.
Well, they got a lot of money.
Have they made a lot of changes already?
They signed a lot of players in the transfer window, and it's showing. I think that's now unbeaten in seven, of which five of those are wins, I think. Or it might be four wins and three draws, or might be even five wins and two draws. But, they're heading towards safety. And as I said, the likes of Trippier signed in the transfer window, among others, has made a difference. Money makes a difference, Loz.
It certainly does, especially for them, where they were sitting.
Them. Yeah, 100%. It just shows you that, and Abramovich started all that with Chelsea. And Newcastle may do the same. They may go the same way. Of course, they'll have to use it wisely, but, Chelsea and Manchester City, their empires now were built on the back of a lot of cash.
Everton travel to Tottenham tomorrow morning. The market with Tab has Spurs $1.55, Everton $5.50, the draw $4.25. Crucial game this, Robbie. Tottenham to stay in touch with the top four, but Everton 1 point above the relegation zone.
Yes, and look, to be fair, I mean, Everton, obviously by the table, you can see are in all sorts. Frank Lampard's arrival at Everton has not really had a massive effect that they thought that it would. And, I look at their side and I look at the way they're playing, and they're just playing with no confidence, which is obvious. That's why they're in trouble. But Tottenham are hard to pick, mate. They'll beat Manchester City 1 week and then they lose to Burnley the next week and so on and so on, then lose in the FA Cup to Middlesbrough. If I had to pick one, I'd have to go for Spurs narrowly, and Everton are going to fall deeper into trouble. Newcastle are pulling away, leads down there as well. It's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. Jesse March, the American, taking over from Bielsa. And the other one, of course, was this morning. Arsenal are definitely favourites for that top four spot now. They've got games in hand. They won this morning 3-2 over Watford. Of course, Watford deep in trouble as well.
What about here in Australia? What do you make of the derby, the Sydney derby, between the Wanderers and Sydney FC? The Wanderers just too good.
Wanderers too good, but disappointing. I said to you guys on Friday, what did I say? I know what happened on the weekend, but I said I'd be interested to see the crowd. When you put it in context, I don't know what the official crowd was, but it was nowhere near what you expect from a Sydney derby. Put it in context, 4 years ago, the same fixture pulled 64,000 at ANZ Stadium. I don't know how many were there. The whole upper tier was empty for the Wanderers Sydney game, and there might have been 8,000 maybe. And that's a very disappointing result for the whole competition. As far as the game goes, right result in respect to the performance. The Wanderers were better. And you can see on the sideline how much it meant for Mark Rudin. Of course, he's a Sky Blue legend. He was there in the first couple of years and won that first championship with Sydney FC. So the passion for him and what it meant to him was massive, considering the way Wanderers have been going. And they're both having pretty ordinary seasons. I think the game reflected that. But the Western Sydney Wanderers well worth their 2-0 win.
And what do you make of the decision by the Wanderers to extend Mark Rudin's contract? So what, until the end of the 2023-24 season?
Yeah. Well, I'm a fan of Mark Rudin. I think he did well at Wellington, and then he left there. And in his first year at Western United, he did extremely well. And second year wasn't so good, but I thought definitely deserves another chance. And, they gave him that contract extension before this game. And I think with that performance, you can see that possibly and hopefully, and all fingers crossed and everything else, that they're finally on the way, on the right track, because it's been many, many years that it's been down in the doldrums. I think 5 years if they don't make it this season, it'll be 6 years without a top six appearance.
Robbie, thank you so much, mate. Have a good week.
Yeah, you guys as well. And especially to you, Clarkie, mate. Just thinking of you on the weekend.
Yeah,
and
thanks for your message, buddy.
Mate, and to everyone, really. So cheers, boys. I'll speak to you next Friday.
Good on you, Robbie.